WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, a horrific crime being investigated in Washington Borough in Warren County. An 84-year-old woman killed and her 52-year-old paraplegic son brutally beaten, having to be airlifted in critical condition. An autopsy for the woman is pending. There were no apparent signs of burglary. The business closures brought on by the pandemic might not be over yet if the results of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association's annual Business Outlook Survey are any indication. Chrissy Butis says employer morale is a concern given issues around staffing, mandates, restrictions, and lower revenue.
So do you continue or do you look to sell or merge with somebody else? This is something new to our survey results. We haven't seen these types of numbers before, and that is very concerning to us.
28% of business owners say they're thinking of selling or closing earlier than they had previously planned. A parents group is silently voicing its opposition to a potential mandate by Governor Murphy's requiring children to receive the COVID-19 vaccine and the existing mandate on masks in schools for children. Operation Shoe Drop, part of New Jersey for Medical Freedom, is encouraging parents to leave pairs of shoes at schools, which will be donated to Habitat for Humanity in Newark. A new program is about to begin in South Jersey that will create teams of Jersey State Troopers and mental health counselors to respond to mental health emergency situations.
We're trying it as a pilot program here in Cumberland County. We're going to be evaluating it in partnership with the Rutgers School of Public Health. And if it works, we'll look to expand it statewide.
Acting State Attorney General Andrew Brooks says the Arrive Together program will be the first of its kind ever launched in Jersey. Meanwhile, police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Ethan Crumley is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others Tuesday at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Crumley's name was released because he will be tried as an adult. Will the rain make a return this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Dominski and Doyle, weekdays on the air and on demand anytime and anywhere. Check them out on New Jersey 101.5's app podcasts.
Live news time, 7:05. Now New Jersey, 101.5, fast traffic.
Starting out across the Hudson River, if you're planning on leaving New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge, we've got a stall on the upper deck in the right lane about mid-span. Going to run you about 20 minutes into the tolls. Lower level, about a 10 to 15 minute wait. Heading over to the Lincoln Tunnel, that stall on 495 eastbound has been cleared by Kennedy Boulevard. It'll cost you about 15 to 20 minutes after that, moving into the Toll Plaza. Holland Tunnel, around a 15 to 20 minute wait. 18 southbound jammed in New Brunswick right after 27. Crash out there blocking a lane. It's a bumper-to-bumper ride from College Avenue. Dean's Lane back open in both directions in South Brunswick. That tractor-trailer that hit the overpass by George's Road has been moved out of the way. 55 northbound, just a little bit heavy, heading over to 42 in Deptford. Great ride on 295 southbound moving into Creek Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Brandy Scott on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:06.
Wherever the road takes you in New Jersey, take us along. Stay safe with fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures began to moderate today, and tonight won't be as cold as recent nights. Thick and cloudy just as we begin this evening. Then occasional rain and drizzle from late evening on. Low tonight, 39 to 43. And turning much milder tomorrow. Clouds breaking for some sunshine. Breezy with a high of 56 to 60. A gusty breeze on Friday, back to chilly weather. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Friday, high 46 to 50. Wind chills in the upper 30s to about 40. Saturday, partly sunny as we start the weekend, high 48 to 52. Some sunshine on Sunday, chilly with highs in the 40s. A coastal storm could bring us rainy, windy weather later Sunday night and Monday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Ewing, 41. Pensauken, 45. Berkeley Heights, 44. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.